Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and today we are going to get hot. My guest is Kimberly Shrednick, who teaches hot yoga at the Hot 8 Yoga Studio in El Segundo, California, where I have been a member for over 3 years. And Kimberly is one of my favorite instructors, and I am very picky. So, and as most of you know, I also teach yoga at El Camino College. In fact, I put it in the curriculum 20 years ago and at the Ander Center. But hot yoga is a different challenge, and I love taking hot yoga classes for my own personal practice. Now, besides hot yoga, Kimberly also teaches kids yoga for trauma and is a personal trainer. She is a very busy lady. As an instructor, she is supportive, clear with her instructions, and also a lot of fun. So if you haven't tried hot yoga, Kimberly today will share her experiences and let you know why so many people have fallen in love with this amazing practice. So welcome, Kimberly.
Good morning, Sharky. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, so fun to have you on the show today. I see you all the time up in the front teaching and then going and doing it again. And I don't know how some of you do more than one class a day. That just blows me away. And so.
You know how it is in hot yoga. We're a little crazy.
Yes. And so, all right. Well, let's talk about how you got started in hot yoga.
I started in hot yoga when I first moved to California in 2010. I happened to have been working with a girl who had come from a lot of injuries also. And I was talking to her about what she does to help herself after all her surgeries and everything else. And she said, hot yoga. I was, like, kind of interested. I was there, always an athlete, had a lot of knee surgeries. I've had 6 knee surgeries between both of my knees. And I started on, like, a 1-week free membership over at the Bikram Studio. One of those things where I walked in, I was wearing, like, heavy cotton yoga pants and a T-shirt, and I thought I was ready to go. And I was hot. I was so hot. I didn't, and I came from Arizona, and I didn't know that I could be this hot.
Uh-huh.
And then I left, and I was like, I love it. I am hooked. So that's one of the things that I think I figured out with hot yoga. Either you love it on your first time, or you hate it, and there is kind of no in-between
exactly. When
it comes to those two.
Exactly. And so.
Yeah, and I was hooked, and it took care of my knees more than any surgery I've ever had, Sharky.
Right. Well, you know, that's one reason why I keep going is because my doctor wants to give me another surgery on my left knee. He already replaced my right knee. And I said, I'm not going to come until I feel like I need to. And the hot yoga really, really keeps me from going in and having that surgery. I just don't want to have that again. So
it's a game changer.
Pardon me?
The yoga is a game changer for the body.
Yes. And I noticed that I don't get the swelling or the pain. And so my doctor said, you'll let me know when you're ready. And I haven't let him know in more than 2 years that I'm ready. So,
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Right. And so, alrighty. So 10 years ago, you started doing hot yoga. When did you start teaching it?
I started teaching in 2014. Oh, well, I guess I started in 2010, so that's 14 years I've been practicing. See how time flies with Sharky? And then I've been teaching for 10 years.
Okay. And where did you get your training? At the hot yoga studio you were going to?
Yes. So there was a yoga studio at the time called the Hot Yoga Center, which was down in Redondo. And then they rebranded, brother and sister, beautiful little tiny studio. They rebranded, redid the studio, and called it Novo Yoga.
Okay.
They couldn't hold on, unfortunately, during COVID.
Okay.
So they had to close their doors. That was my main studio. That's where I started my practice after I left Bikram, and I started teaching there. They actually trained me to be a teacher, where they've never taken any students and trained me to be a teacher. So I was really honored by that.
Wow.
And I was learned three practices from them, which I was able to carry over to my other studios to be able to maintain a job after COVID.
Right, right. Well, good for you, good for you. And the practice that I do with you is the Hot Fusion. And
yeah.
I've done other classes at Hot 8 Yoga, but that's my favorite. And so tell us a little bit why, and I know it's probably your favorite too. Right?
It's by far my favorite.
Okay, so why?
It's my favorite to practice and my favorite to teach. One of the big things that I really like about it is that it's a set sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing changes. The core work might change. We might throw a couple extra things here and there. But I like the set sequence because you can see improvement.
Right.
You know, where some of these you go to other power classes and they're fun, but they're different each time. So you
right.
might not see that change, which is why I really love a set sequence.
Right, right.
And that's one of my favorites because students learn a lot. It's a lot of fun in that class. And it's very popular. Everybody wants to go to a popular class.
Right, right. Well, I like the fact that the sequence is the same, too, because you know what's coming, especially
mm-hmm.
when you're in the heat. A lot of times you don't want to be surprised, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Well, besides the helping with our knees, both you and I share that, what are some of the other benefits of hot yoga?
I've seen a lot of people obviously lose weight, but mm-hmm. that's not the reason we come to hot yoga.
Right.
It's not a gym. It is the mental part of yoga is the main part. The breathing, the mental, the practice after that, the postures, those are all bonuses. So I think a lot of people have to change their mindset on why you're really there. You're going to get those benefits, yes, but it is a mental meditation, fighting in that heat and breathing and working with people around you that might be falling and you still have to balance. So there is a lot of that mental stability, which I really love. You know, like you said, I'm very busy. So I could easily skip my own practice and just go about my day, but that is my grounding. That is so I can be better to the people around me. I can't do my job without having my own practice.
Right.
I've also known from a lot of my students, they were on, you know, medications, high blood pressure, heart medications, diabetes, things like that. And we'll never claim that hot yoga, you know, is a medical fix or anything like that. But I've had a lot of students come back to me and tell me that they don't need their medications anymore.
Oh, that's huge.
Mind-blowing.
That is absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, yes.
And I love yoga because there's no age limit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can do this till we're 70, 80 years old as long as we want to. This is not, you know, a high impact. It's a great, you know, it is a sport. And people don't think that it's a sport because I'm not running a mile a minute. But it's all cardio. If you're trying to catch your breath and your heart is pounding out of your chest, that's cardio.
Right, right.
And people don't put that together as yoga is a sport. And, I mean, and you heard me, Sharky. I'll be like, okay, come on in. You're the first one going to go take a knee down, which is great, but it's humbling.
It is. It is. And I've seen some people come in for the first time, and they look like, oh, this is going to be easy. You know, a lot of times it's a couple of times it have been really strong men and I go, are you new? And they go, yeah, you know. And you're
know,
right. It's humbling.
The bigger they are, the earlier they're going down, Sharky.
That's right, because of the muscle mass and the loss of water. Yeah.
But it's also that it's an ego. So
right.
If you have a lot of these people coming in that are gym people and workouts or athletes, it's an ego for them.
Right.
And you know that yoga has no ego. You need to leave that at the door.
Yeah,
so
for
these
sure.
guys come in, and they're ready to go, and they're buff, and like, I got this. I'm like, you're just going to take it slow. I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are the first ones to whine. They are first ones to come out and wander around, and that is fine. But
yeah.
they come out, and they're like, okay, I get it now. That was hard.
Yeah. And it's neat when they come back. When they come
Absolutely.
Back for more. Yes.
As long as they come out smiling, then you did your job. I mean, it's got to be fun. And I've said it, you know, Sharky, you've been in my class 100 times at this point. I tell you guys, if you're not having fun, find something else that does make it fun.
Right.
A lot of other workouts out there.
Right. This workout is really not for everybody, you know, because...
Agreed.
Yeah. My daughter went with me once to a class, and... She lasted maybe 10 minutes. She goes, I want to go home, Mom. It's too hot in here, you know.
I used to say, you know, bring your friends to hot yoga if you don't feel like having them as a friend after class. Because they might not like you anymore.
Yes, my daughter's gone. Please don't ever take me here again.
And don't buy me a free week. I'm begging you.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How hot is hot yoga? Now, I've seen all different kinds of temperatures in that room. So,
so
tell me what the normal range is.
Ideally, what our motto is that that hot 8 is the hottest, the cleanest, and the most connected
mm-hmm.
to the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, our rooms are very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like when you say that number, people panic. So I'm a little hesitant to say the number.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature is basically 115.
Right.
And the humidity is 90%.
Right.
And the humidity has to be up that high because it affects the heat. And when you're in hot yoga, we need that moisture. We want the sweat.
Right.
So if it's just hot, I mean, we manage because we've been doing this a long time. We can build up our own heat.
Mm-hmm.
We can make ourselves hotter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that there's a big difference when you're practicing and the humidifier is pumping and it's not.
Right.
It changes it. We want that moisture because it creates that muscle flexibility that we are looking for to get through these postures. These postures are designed to be only in the heat. So
right.
if you take them outside of the heat, you can get really hurt.
Right. You know, I agree, because you go really to the full limit of the range of motion, right?
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when you said it's the cleanest and the hottest, I agree with that, because I've done hot yoga at other studios, and I won't say where the last one was that I
Right.
was.
I know.
But when you walk in and you're walking over puddles on the floor,
right.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
from the last class, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just going, oh, you know.
And that's one of the things I really appreciate, and I acknowledge what Hot 8 does, is that they take that very seriously.
Yes, they do.
You know, I mean, the flooring itself is antimicrobial. The sweat never sits on the top. It never smells in that room.
Never.
The second we are out of that class, there is a team member flipping that room over for the next one.
That's right.
Wiping down, sanitizing, wiping down all equipment, and adjusting the heat and turning the class back over in 10 minutes.
That's right. They're
bathrooms
amazing.
Bathrooms are always yeah. clean. Laundry is always done. The staff is always very friendly. I think it's definitely the best place I've ever been to, practice-wise and teaching.
I totally agree. You know, whenever you walk in, hi, is there anything
yep.
you need for class? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, I mean, everybody there is just remarkable. And
mm-hmm.
all the instructors I've had there have been really good. But you and Lizzie Absolutely. Are my favorites.
Thank you. Yeah, I And that's the thing, because I do teach at other companies, and we are by far, I think, the most trained teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We have continual training. We're required to take a certain amount of hours, and they are very strict on who they want teaching their students, where, again, coming from my other places that I teach at, they can put you out in 50, 60 hours, and you're called a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most of us have taken 200, 300, 500 hours
right.
per class that we teach,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is a lot of continuing education. So, you know, I mean, we walk the walk at that studio.
Right, right.
That is the place. It's not an afternoon job. It's not I'll take a couple classes and teach because I think it's going to be fun as a teacher. This is a lot of us, our full-time job.
Right, right. And I don't know how you do that, being in the room for that long. I mean, it's crazy. After an hour, I've had it.
Your wife.
I've had it. I've tried a couple in a row, and it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. I thought, if I can do this, I'm going to try it. You know, it's
yep.
hard.
But you put the effort in, Sharky. You tried, and that's all we're looking for, right?
That's right. But you'll always notice where I am in the classroom, right? I'm in the
it's
back
great.
By the door, because when you guys open the door, I'm the first one to get that fresh
you get to
breeze.
Take that big giant breath and go,
ah,
I'm okay.
Okay. Yay. Okay. And so if somebody, hasn't tried a hot yoga class before, we don't want to scare them away. what are some of the things people need to know before they come to hot yoga classes? It looks to me like a lot of people come and they're not prepared at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, number one, I would say is don't expect too much from yourself.
Okay.
Just
yes.
Just come in and get used to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that I have students at the studio that I introduce myself and they're the very first thing there, I will always say to them, your goal today is to stay in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after that is going to be a bonus.
Right.
So if you lay down the entire class, lay there. You made it during class.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ahead of time, before they approach the studio, I would always tell them, I tell people to drink today or tomorrow. The water you're drinking right now makes you feel good, but it's not absorbing into your system, which is what you need, because you're going to push all of that water back out.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're right.
So we need to make sure that water has gotten into the blood vessels and into the veins and your whole body, so that way it can sustain.
Okay.
Electrolytes are my number one.
Okay.
I never, ever practice without having a bottle of electrolytes.
Okay.
And you see, I mean, I need a wheelbarrow to carry all my stuff into class.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's so much stuff.
Yeah.
I know. I have a half gallon of water, which I'll finish. I have an entire bottle of electrolytes that I'll finish.
Okay.
You know, and that's not just that class. That continues throughout the rest of my day because, like you said, I'm in and out of hot yoga all day long.
Right. You
so
are.
Hydration, yeah. Electrolytes. Before you come to class, don't eat a big meal.
Oh, yes.
The most I would ever tell you to eat is maybe a protein shake, maybe a banana. I would stay away from the apple because it's got a lot of fiber, so your belly's going to fill up as soon as you hit water.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know, just things to think about. You're going to lay on your belly to do, you know, a floor series, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, I don't feel so good. I'm coming from experience. I do this a lot where I drink too much, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't feel good. I'm just going to lay on my side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you can do. But as far as that, I would tell them to eat very light or not eat at all. And just come in being okay.
Okay.
Know that you're safe with the teachers. We're always going to take care of you.
Yeah.
We are going to protect you. We're going to baby you.
Okay.
So just know that that's there as your option. And every single class we do is always an option for a beginner.
Okay, that's nice. So you don't recommend going in after you've had a hangover and haven't had any water, right? You don't think that would be a good idea?
If you have a hangover and you want to sweat it out, sure. But don't be surprised. surprised when everybody tells you you smell like a margarita.
You know, I have noticed that smell before in that room. Usually it's somebody that's right next to you. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
People just come and lay down and sweat out that alcohol. Which is fine. That is your yoga practice for today. I will take it. You showed up.
Yes.
And show up on your mat. I don't care what happens after that.
Yes, yes. Well, good for you. Good for you. And so, you know what? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to know, I'm sure there are some risks of hot yoga for some people, and I want you to kind of go over that with us, but I know the benefits outweigh the risks. And so are you ready to go there when we come back, Kimberly?
Absolutely. Thank you, Darcy.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Kimberly Shrednik right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. Sharky Zartman here, and my guest is Kimberly Shrednik, and we have been talking about how hot is hot yoga. So welcome back, Kimberly.
Thank you, Sharky.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It's hot in there. So, okay. So we already talked about, you gave us some good advice about what people need to know before they come to a hot yoga class. But also, there are some risks of hot yoga, especially for some people with certain conditions. Can you kind of go over that for us?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just a yoga teacher. I'm not, you know, a medical professional in any way. So everything I'm saying is just coming from the yoga side of it. We have noticed it helps with asthma because you do have to really work on the lung capacity.
Right.
But that is something I would say to take very slowly.
Right.
You might not even want to take the hot power fusion because it is the hottest one.
Right.
You might want to start out with, you know, the gentle stretch, which does have some heat. Just see how your lungs adjust to that. Blood pressure, I've definitely seen that. Swelling. You know, if you have edema or any joint injuries, like I was saying, with all my knee surgeries, I found that this practice heals them.
Yes.
Because it's working within my own body.
Mm-hmm.
So my body is healing itself. So in our practices, a lot of our postures or the poses our tourniquet effect. You know, mm-hmm. we twist, we wring through organs, we wring out lymph nodes. So when we release, you get those high-speed pushes of those properties back in to help heal those properties, the joints, the swelling or whatever it may be, the carpal tunnel. So that's where I've definitely seen a lot of the benefits. I know probably we're going to talk about the kids' yoga, but for the kids, the mental change I've seen in them is incredible.
Right.
It's just calming for them. I mean, it's breathing, you know, and it's breath work for any yogi you do. You have to learn how to breathe. You know, it's, I remember when I was little, my mom would be like, you need to walk away because I need to take a breath for 10 seconds. Right? Like, I need a breath.
Yes.
Because it calms the brain. Right? You calm the brain, you calm the heart rate, you calm the nervous system. So that's a lot of where yoga comes from. It's just your breathing.
Right.
It's slowing down. Life is fast.
Right, right.
So, yeah, those are definitely a lot of the benefits I've seen, a lot on the mental side. But probably, you know, with the weight loss, the diabetes, the, you know, high blood pressure, carpal tunnel did a lot for me. So I know there's definitely a lot of the medical benefits to it.
Okay. What about some reasons why people, is there anybody that you think should not be taking a hot yoga class because of a condition they have? One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was, what about pregnancy?
Okay. We definitely can do yoga in pregnancy. I'm sure you've noticed that there is an amazing practitioner right now. She
yes.
very,
yes.
very pregnant.
Yes.
And she does everything everybody like else does. There are definitely modifications.
Right. She does the modifications. Yes.
Exactly. And she knows she's a practice yogi.
Okay.
I would never recommend somebody that has never practiced hot yoga to start when they're pregnant.
Okay. Good. Good.
If you have been practicing and you're pregnant, then you can go along with your pregnancy as long as your doctor agrees to it.
Right.
But we would never tell you that it was okay to practice for your very first time when you're already pregnant.
Okay. What about somebody that is taking chemotherapy for cancer? I mean, I know a couple people that have mm-hmm. been diagnosed with cancer, and they have to go on chemotherapy. And a couple of them have asked me, you know, because they know I do hot yoga, would I be able, you know, I want to try it. You know, they haven't tried it yet. And I don't think you should while you're doing the chemo. Frankly,
Sharky, I don't know.
Okay.
And that is not something where I would ever be comfortable answering that question. That's something that would have to come from a doctor.
Right.
In my thinking, though, I don't know. I mean, maybe it depends on how sick they are with their chemo or what stage
right.
they're in. Or I wouldn't even want to say anything because I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's safe because you don't want to say yes or no because every situation is probably a little different anyway.
Exactly.
And so, okay. All right. And so tell us what one of the most amazing transformations is you've ever seen in hot yoga.
Let's see. Well, on the personal side of it, my knees.
Okay, me too.
Done
yeah.
It's amazingly different. There's just a lot of students that I've seen that never thought they could be in a room, let alone practicing or, you know, finding these leg extensions. So I have a gentleman in one of my classes. We've become buddies, and he's a big, big guy, muscular, and he comes in, and he does his practice, you know, like he's 5 feet tall, you know, like it doesn't even affect him, his size. He started maybe 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has gotten really dedicated to his practice. He's doing things that he never thought he could. He's lost weight. His flexibility has changed. Yeah, I mean, he's mentally a lot happier. So I think that it's a lot of all-around change. I've never seen somebody just change their body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think the physical just comes in addition to the other stuff.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't realize that yoga is, yuj means, it means to combine body, mind, spirit. And so it's not just a physical thing, right?
Correct. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
And that's one of the big things about the heat is it is a mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's just telling yourself that I can breathe, I can get through this, I know I'm hot, everybody else in here is hot. So it's that where that mental game comes in, and you can be stronger than your brain, and some days you can't, and that's okay to go. We're never going to lock the door on you until you can't leave.
Thank goodness.
Right.
You have to have some people going, help, let me out.
Please let me out, please let me out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay. Yeah. And so, all righty. So, have you taught any of the sculpt classes at Hot 8?
I do a few. I am going to be teaching more for them.
Okay.
There just hasn't been a lot of room within my schedule.
Right.
To take on another class, but yes, I will be teaching sculpt at Hot 8 also.
Okay, because I've taken a couple of the sculpt classes there, and the reps seem incredibly high.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just sitting there going, you don't even need any weights.
It's a lot.
You do it with weights, and you're sitting there, and you're holding your arms up for a long time and just doing all these different ranges of motion really fast,
right.
And I'm going, you know, usually I can lift, you know, 30 pounds on a bicep
right.
curl, but...
Right. You're so strong. Oh, my God. You are so strong. It's crazy how strong you are.
I can barely do the sculpt class without weights. There's so many reps.
Well, when I get on the schedule, you have to come to mine because I do heavier weight, longer hold.
Okay.
So not as many reps. But okay. You know how it is in my HCF. I'm going to make you work.
Yeah, I know, and I like that. Trust me, I like that. I like that. You know, you don't have to be soft on me. And so,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's encouragement, and then there's beating up. And that's not how anybody learns. I would never want anybody to feel like they're beaten up.
Uh-huh.
They want to come. They came to their class to get their practice in, and I'm honored and lucky enough to be that instructor for them. That you do what you got to do to get through your class.
Right.
That's okay, as long as you're not distracting.
Right.
And taking away the practice from somebody else.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, your work with kids and yoga for trauma. All right. You ready to
okay.
go there?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarki.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharkey Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Kimberly Shrednick, and we have been talking about hot yoga, and Kimberly is an expert, and we're going to go into another area of yoga now here with Kimberly, because she also teaches yoga for kids and yoga for trauma. So welcome back, Kimberly.
Thank you, Sharky.
Yes, yeah, so I'm interested in what you do with kids with yoga, because I really do think kids need yoga these days. They're more stressed out than ever.
Absolutely. So, I started kids yoga because, just like you said, they need it.
Right.
They are more stressed. They have more stress going on now than I think any of us ever have because of COVID and bullying and everything else that they're going through.
Right.
So I started a yoga program, an after-school yoga program, with one of the school districts for the elementary school from kindergarten to fifth.
Oh,
I tried not to put those groups together because there's a big difference between the little ones
right. And,
you know, the fifth graders, so I was able to, a lot of times, split up classes on them. But the kids' yoga was always made to be fun.
Good.
Yeah, I can't have little ones standing there and going, okay, now stand up straight and this is what we're going to do. Everything was animal driven and
right. Noisy
and fun, and they didn't really know they were doing the hard stuff because I made it fun for them.
Good.
There were always games and activities, and some of the students were so dedicated that I saw them every single semester that we had it, that they could lead a yoga class if they wanted to, some of these older kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we would start in a circle, they would get to be on the teacher mat, and they would go through some of the stuff and start the class. And everybody would follow. And then the next person would move on. And by
the time
we were done after the 4 weeks, they were teaching a good portion of a beginning part of your yoga class.
That's awesome!
Pretty incredible.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. And even by the end, they weren't allowed to use the animal sounds anymore. They knew the names for the postures, and they were like teachers in the making. So they really enjoyed it. I even had the teachers come up to me after the series and say how much different their kids have become. They're more quiet. They're more grounded. You know, they know what their breathing is. We created little toys that were called breathing sticks. And it was just a little pipe cleaner with beads on it.
Uh-huh.
And we would practice breathing, you know, 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out.
Uh-huh.
And they got to move a bead.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one, they would do the same thing, and they would move a bead. So they had 6 breaths to take to calm themselves down before we started class.
Right. That's great. Yes.
And it was a learning for them. Like, you don't have to be angry. You don't have to use your fists. Use your words.
And
you do that by thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing this program?
I am not doing as much. My schedule just got too crazy to be in there with the afternoons. I have too many afternoon classes to deal with the kids right now. But maybe in the future,
that'll
come back around. I did love it. It's just, it was a lot more in the schedule than my schedule allows right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope that you can get back to that, because, like I said, the kids need it these days. And by the time they get to me at the college, you know, I mean, it would have helped them so much if they would have had this when they were young. And so, all right. You also do yoga to help people with trauma. And so, well, tell us a little bit about that.
So the training that I took was all about helping people feel better about themselves after they have gone through something traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
It could be PTSD from, you know, military. It could be PTSD from homelessness or sexual abuse, things like that. So we've just learned what positions not to put people in that would make them nervous, uncomfortable, or scared. So it's just paying more attention to what they're coming with and figuring out how to make them feel better about themselves without putting them in a compromising position that they're going to feel uncomfortable and not want to try again.
So is this a personal practice? You do one-on-one or a group?
I can do one-on-one. Every once in a while, I'll get calls from, you know, the military bases or, you know, like I said, homeless facilities, but not a lot of them.
Okay.
But, yeah, there is a big need for that.
Right.
Big need for that, especially, you know, these, back to the kids, if they're homeless, they're living with stuff that none of us ever have to know about.
Right, right.
You know, we don't know what it's like, and that's scary, and they just need a space to be okay and breathe and feel safe. And right. That's what being in that space does for them.
Right, right. And so you also do personal training, and do you do Pilates as well, or is it just yoga?
I do not.
Okay.
Maybe in the next future, but not right now.
Well, it's not as if you're not doing enough, right? You know,
right.
So.
No, I do not teach Pilates. I do personal training, and I do private yoga.
Okay. And so your private yoga practice, it's just you and one other person?
Correct. And if they want to come up with a group, then I'm happy to do a group, but a lot of times people just contact me for themselves.
Okay.
And it's a great way for people to get into yoga without being afraid to walk into the heat. So sometimes I found if people know more of the sequence, then they feel more comfortable going into the class, not that they can't handle the heat and they don't know what they're doing and they've never seen these before, where at least they've got two things they understand.
Right.
And that makes them feel a little bit more comfortable when they walk in.
Right.
And some people just don't want to take yoga with other people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They want it to be all about them. And,
Well, right. There's that, or they're uncomfortable.
Right, right.
You know, they don't want to be around other people. And even if they're super practiced, sometimes they just want to be.
Right, right. I had one woman in my class at El Camino a while back, and she was just so upset. And I go, what's wrong with you? Because she was just, you know, acting like, you know, she was mad at everybody. And she goes, everybody's looking at me.
Nobody sees you.
And I go, what? And she goes, everybody's looking at me. And I go, no one's really looking at you because they've
right.
got too much going on with themselves. And I go, plus, you're in the front. Why don't you go more towards the back,
you don't want to look at.
Everybody's looking at me.
Don't put yourself dead center in the middle of the mirror, then nobody will see you.
I know. Oh, Kim, I could tell you stories.
But like you said, Jackie, nobody sees you.
I know, I did.
Even
I know, no one's looking
even
at
when
me.
I'm in the very front row, nobody's looking at me.
Yeah.
They're looking at themselves, trying to figure out where to go.
That's right.
You know, they're so busy concentrating on themselves, they don't see anything else around you.
Right, right.
And I've always said to people, they're like, oh, yeah, I can't do that posture, and look how good she is. I go, you can admire. You admire it, but
right.
you don't compete to have it.
Right, right. And there's no competition. I go, you just do what you can do. And so, all right, Kim, I can't believe it went so fast, but we're just about out of time. So how can someone contact you about your classes and services?
TinyButMighty@gmail.com.
TinyButMightyYoga. I love that. Because
now they have to come see me to see if the name matches.
It does. It does. It matches you perfectly. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Kimberly. That was a fun interview. Very informative as well. And I will see you soon.
I will see you on the mat.
Okay.
Have a great day.
See you on the mat. And we'll be back with more pep talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit sharkyzartman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, and it is time for Shark to Heart. Here we are, the start of March 2024, and after the winter we have had in Southern Cal, I am ready for spring. Also, I'm so excited for daylight savings to begin. I don't know about you, but when it's getting dark by 5 p.m., it felt like bedtime at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. crazy. So we also just started our spring semester at El Camino, and I actually have a great bunch of students. I don't think I have any weirdos. They all seem motivated and eager to learn all they can about yoga. And so I'm excited about this group. Our semester is 16 weeks long, and we always do assessments at the start and end of the semester to look at various areas that yoga can improve. So we test flexibility, strength, resting heart rate, balance, body composition, and we also test stress. The stress assessment actually looks at symptomology that stress can cause for our body to give off these signs. And it gives students a score that hopefully will improve by the end of the semester. And boy, do most of these students need to improve. This semester, all of the students were in the categories of either very high or excessive stress symptoms. And that's not uncommon these days. And that's the reason why over 20 years ago, I did put yoga in our curriculum at El Camino College to give students an option on campus to where they could go to help manage stress. Over the years, each semester, there have been incredible results in this area. Now, why is yoga so great for stress? Well, as we talked about with Kimberly, it gives us a chance to get away from the maddening crowd and focus on ourselves. And so by turning our awareness into our body and breath, it not only relieves stress, but it's also healing. Now, one of the things I insist on in class is no cell phones. And at first, my students are very resistant. It's like they can't let go of their cell phone. they get stressed out because I say, I'm sorry, you can have it over on the side. And so you know where it is. No one's going to take it, but you cannot have it on your mat. All you can have on your mat is you and maybe a towel and some water. That's it. And so one student at the start of the semester was really mad at me. She goes, I can't believe that I can't have my phone on the mat. You have your phone on the mat. I go, that's the way I play the music that's coming out of the speaker. And so, but just yesterday, she came up to me after class and she actually thanked me because she said that the last 2 weeks in my class, it was the only time she had for herself. And so she's on, I guess, constant call, you know, with her family, with her friends. And she said, you know, it was so neat not to have to, you know, jump to the phone. And so anyway, another one of my students commented on some of the pranayama breathing techniques and said it really helped him to relax. And this was really difficult for him to do before. Now, he's a kind of a shallow breather. And one of the techniques that we use is what Kim was talking about, inhaling for a count of six, exhaling for a count of six. And we also hold a little at the top and the bottom. And just doing that slow breathing technique is very healing. It can actually change your nervous system from sympathetic, which is fight or flight stress, to parasympathetic, which is a more relaxing situation for the body. And we can do that just by controlling our breathing. And so that is a technique that we do every day at the beginning and at the end of class. And so when they leave class, they are ready to go and just do what they need to do. They already had a break on focusing on themselves. And I always tell them also that during yoga, your body talks to you. And when we're doing yoga, we can listen because we're not listening to anybody else. And in normal everyday activities, our body tries to talk to us, but we don't listen until it starts screaming at us to listen. And so yoga, you know, I never thought I would teach yoga or do yoga, but my first class, like Kim, I kind of fell in love with it. And I just said, I've got to keep doing this. And once I realized how healing it was and how it helped with stress management and all my injuries from sports, you know, I wanted to share it with other people, and that's why I brought it to the college. Besides the breathing and, you know, the body awareness and the poses that we do, I always give the students a few little stress tips at the end of the class. And I'll give you a couple of them that, you know, I emphasize because, you know, they're easy and they're also very, very powerful. I tell them the first thing, focus on what you can control, not what you can't. Or focus on what you can change and not what you can't. And so what can we control? We can control ourselves, right, and how we view the world and stress. What can't we control? The past and other people. Now we can try, but most of the time we're unsuccessful. So, and another one, actually this is an assignment I give them towards the middle of the semester. It's called Look for the Good and You Will Find It. We are so bombarded by negativity with everything going on in this world. You know, it's just like, you know, there's just too much stuff out there that's negative. But there's a lot out there that's still positive, but we have to look for it. And so I give them an assignment. It says, you need to write down at least 5 things that you found positive today. Look for the good and you will find it. And they think it's kind of a funny thing to do. But after the first day, when they write up their experiences, they go, that was actually really neat. You know, I was actually looking for something to write on this assignment and it was fun. And I said, well, you can do that every day, you know, just kind of instead of always being hit by all the stress and all the commotion and all the negativity of everything going on these days. There's a lot of good stuff out there, too. And we need to look for it. And kindness is one of the most powerful ways you can help somebody and also yourself. And it doesn't take much to be kind. I'm not talking about giving away money and doing all that stuff. It's just unsolicited act of kindness. Even if you see somebody and you just smile at them, you'd be surprised. They could look really nasty, but you smile on them and they smile back. You go, oh, wow. You know? And so these are just some little tips that I think help with a stressful life and go along also with yoga. And anyway, so happy March. And remember to wear some green on March 17th if you don't want to be pinched. Because that's St. Patrick's Day, okay? And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit sharkyzartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my wonderful guest, Kimberly Shrednick. Remember, if you want to get a hold of her, go to tinybutmightyyoga@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.